I just want you to imagine how lucky we are as chronically addicted masturbators to not be in a society where we would be constantly triggered by porn, have porn sent to us on the daily. Because the truth is that the porn industry can crush all of us easily. In fact, it's already happened to this one town, Porntown, USA, the first town ever to be completely consumed by the porn industry, full of only adult men completely, hopelessly addicted to porn, live in Porntown, USA. Before residents are let into the town, they're subject to an intense physical sexual evaluation, determining which aphrodisiacs and other orgasm-inducing substances should be implemented in their daily lives and their daily schedules, and given to them by doctors. There are only small, dingy apartments with inadequate lighting in Porntown, USA, sex shops on every corner, vending machines on every hall, dispensing whatever lube, whatever toys you may need during your stay in Porntown, USA. Before signing a lease, you have to agree to no outside media, no books, no degrees, only screens, and an internet connection completely monitored by Porntown. If you were to set up your screens and happen to search, "What color are roses?" or a similar question like, "How to escape Porntown?" you'd just be met with more pop-up ads talking all about porn, talking all about sexual positions, erecting you, and directing you to go watch more porn. And every time you try to close one ad, two more would appear. It's estimated to be half of Porntown residents just stuck in their caves, just clicking ads over and over. There are no cars in Porntown, USA, as it was just too dangerous to let these porn addicts constantly distracted, constantly stimulated, behind a wheel. And instead, the city implements party buses to take you from place to place, filled with all scantily clad models of your liking. Some of them strippers, putting their genitals and asses in front of your face, getting you to masturbate constantly as you try to make it from place to place. Others are models, professional models who know porn addicts like you. Some even bring their own phone screens to show you the various scenes that you can purchase. And during your time on this party bus, your cock would of course be locked up to prevent any roadway accidents. On any given day, it was always 76 degrees outside, nice and cool. The sun always tempting porn addicts to take off their clothes. The streets were constantly swept, so you could really get away with walking around completely barefoot and naked throughout Porntown, USA. And many people did. No blinds allowed in Porntown, USA, so you could often find that you'll be masturbating and look out the window and see another masturbator masturbating to you. A lot of the residents, although they may have fought it at first, become very docile after living a week in this town. The constant bombardment to their dopamine system just leaves them so blissed out, so happy, and so grateful to live in their nice, comfortable town. And none of the apartments had any kitchens, so a lot of times, masturbators would find themselves all gravitating towards the mess hall, choosing whichever special was on the menu that night. Each food item being paired with a porn video being played on a screen on the table, like an arcade of some sort. Bait tunes and sexual music would be played in any clothing or grocery store just to erect you even further. Porn would be blasting in gyms, and fitness classes would devolve into just tutorials on how to do pole dancing and strip shows. And as for regular work in Porntown, USA, your fellow baiters, your fellow brother porn addicts who choose to work would be able to lock up their dicks for the day, put on some glasses that prevented them from even seeing any of the porn and its special light and special ink, wear these headphones that blocked out all the suggestions that seeped into their gooner brains, and be able to work an entire shift as long as they want to clean up cum stains, to deliver porn mags into the mail, to check up on baiters that they haven't seen in a while, to help choreograph sex scenes and help the porn industry develop even more addicting porn. And because there's no real money in Porn Town USA, anytime they did a good job, their cage would just buzz and make them feel very good, buckle to their knees, and thank the porn industry for letting them be this way. With no real seasons, no calendars, no jobs really, and no clocks, the residents of Porn Town USA would just be stuck in this mindless loop of pleasure, completely forgetting how they got there and why they were there to begin with. And to ensure that this living situation was 100% consensual, those in the porn industry would throw their daily 12 o'clock Down with Porn Addicts parade, a roaming orgy of live sex with music directing you to how to leave Porn Town USA. And that, of course, was through the porn hole, a mile long track with a conveyor belt going towards Porn Town USA. You would have to walk through that track completely naked with a greased up dick, no glasses to block the view of porn, no being able to close your eyes as there were multiple bends and curves in this porn hole, with large screens, cinema-sized screens, just playing the nastiest porn that you could find in Porn Town USA, and only Porn Town USA. This tunnel, of course, would be tailored towards whatever you searched up during your stay there, making it very easy to stay put and be slowly dragged back to Porn Town USA. This glorified cinema, of course, was the most visited spot by any addict, as they would try their best to stop, they'd try their best to leave, and slowly convince themselves to go back. And every night, as the sun set, thousands of baiters would walk back with their erect cocks in hand, masturbating, doing the walk of shame after having failed to leave Porn Town USA. And of course, the more times you try to leave and fail, the harder it would get, as Porn Town would have more and more information about what you like and use that against you. And even if you do manage to escape the porn hole, it's just so easy and so simple to just open the door back into the tunnel and sink right back in, going back to Porn Town. Even if you manage to get far, far away, Porn Town USA sends out postcards, nasty fucking postcards of men in spread eagle positions saying greetings from Porn Town USA, trying to get you back, trying so hard to get you back. They'd just sign petitions to get you back, send some fucking models over to your house to strip naked for you while you try to live your normal life. Because you see, that's the best part about Porn Town and all your brothers trapped there. They always want you back. They always want you to sink down and revisit them, reconnect with them. They'll make just blank profiles to send you porn, really harass you with fucking porn, filling your whole inbox, filling your text messages with just porn. They take your fucking phone number, write it on some glory hole somewhere, so that some trucker will talk dirty to you and just have you coming back to Porn Town. Because it's so warm in Porn Town. Everyone, they're just so full of smiles. They're so relaxed all the time in Porn Town, unlike everywhere else in the world. You'll struggle with your entire life being dedicated to never returning back to Porn Town. And all Porn Town will do is laugh in return, because their struggle entertains them, just as porn entertains you. Porn Town USA is designed to feed on porn addicts like you, and you're designed to feed off of Porn Town. Once you leave Porn Town, you'll Google about Porn Town, jerking off furiously to their addicting logo, to their addicting town slogan, Porn Town USA. Come here once, and we'll make sure you come again.